The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The fire of your coming, the glory of your presence, will shake the earth and every heart will know. You are Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel.
Shalom and welcome to Heart of Messiah radio broadcast. My name is Steve Weiler and I'm the lead rabbi of Sheresh David Messianic Synagogues. Currently we're serving in Wesley Chapel, St. Pete, South Bay near Riverview and Tampa. We welcome all visitors as we desire to see those who are Jewish and not Jewish worshiping together in unity. We're honored to serve the listening audience of AM 570 WTBN and 910 WTWD, Tampa Bay's Faith Talk. Shalom. Well, as we begin this new year, let us start with prayer as we seek God for great miracles this year through the building of our faith in Yeshua. Amen. Hallelujah. Avinu Malkeinu, you are our Father and our God. And we love you and praise you and thank you for a new year, a new decade. Lord, I pray that this will be the year and the decade of you, that you are restored to where you should be in our hearts and where you should be in this country's heart and where you should be in Israel's heart and even in the world, Lord. We want to see you receive the glory. We want you to reign. And so, Father, we pray for just the enemy to be vanquished. We rebuke the enemy and all his tries of disruption and disappointment and discouragement. And we pray, O Lord, for the peace that passes all understanding, that it would guard our heart and mind. We pray for the love of Messiah to be in us and all around us. We pray, O Lord, that your will be done. So we bless you, we thank you, and honor you and praise you. In the name of Yeshua, amen, amen, and amen, right? Okay. Well, new year, new decade. Before we begin our teaching of this year, the first one, a few events that I thought maybe you'd like to participate in. So on Saturday, January 11th, at our service in Tampa, we will have a speaker who has spent 10 years in Bosnia. And he's going to speak about sharing with Muslims. So this is very different for us, but we felt that it was really important. And so after services, he will actually give a seminar from 1:45 to 3:30. So that's Saturday, January 11th. On the same subject of sharing with Muslims, and I'm sure this will be extremely interesting. One of the people in our congregation was actually led to the Lord by this fellow. So it's excellent that he's going to be speaking. We also, on that same service, that Saturday morning, Carlos Perdomo, who moved to Arizona, will be back leading worship for that service. So please join us. We're going to have a great time, January 11th at 11 o'clock. Okay, and then the seminar is at 1:45. Then on Saturday, January 18th, we'll be sharing our faith at the Gasparilla Family Parade at 3:30. If you want to join us, call Karen. She'll give you the details. Call her at 813-831-5673. And then the next Saturday, January 25th, is the actual Gasparilla Pirate Parade. We'll also be sharing our faith there. So we'd love for you to join us. We need way more people to share their faith. Well, it's a new year. I'm sure we are all praying that 2020, or 2020 as people say, that the year and the decade will be the best ever for ourselves, our family, our country. Lord, you know, this is just what's in our heart, right? We're excited, yes? So it's a great time to look at ourselves and see what God would like us to change in our lives. As I have thought about this and prayed about this for myself in this coming year, there are two words that came to my mind. First, miracles, and second, faith. I believe God wants to do miracles in the area of our health, in the area of emotions, relationships, finances, and our circumstances. However, we have to be ready for spiritual battle. As soon as I sensed that God wanted me to focus on faith and miracles, it seemed like all hell broke loose. Family, friends getting sick, and struggles seemed to intensify. All the more reason, I believe, that what I heard from the Lord was really correct. It was really Him. So we've got to start out, right, with 1 Peter 5:8. Stay alert. Watch out. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion searching for someone to devour. And we've got to just say to that enemy, to that adversary, to the devil, not on our watch. So we've really got to grow our faith. And, you know, in Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the worldly forces of the darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." So in verse 13, it says, "Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you may be able to resist when the times are evil. And after you have done everything to stand firm then." I love that. Now, skipping to verse 16, it says, "Above all." So above all means the most important thing, right? It's above all. "Take up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." So this has to give us an indication of the direction we should go for 2020. We want our faith to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. We know from Scripture that there are a number of things God wants from us. You know, so, but I believe actually that the motivator for everything that God wants in our life is faith. So the shield of faith will extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. In this year of 2020, let's get our spiritual eyesight correct. And by the way, you're going to hear that from a lot of people, you know, 2020 eyesight. I mean, it's just obvious to do that, right? But we're going to begin with faith. Amen? We need faith to believe that the Bible is true and that God is true and the Bible is God's word and He will do what He has promised. We need faith because it says in Hebrews 11:6, "Now without faith, it is impossible to please God. For the one who comes to God must believe that He exists and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him." Now faith, that the Bible is God's word is a key, because God's promises are in his word, and he promises that his word will succeed in his purposes. So we read this in Isaiah 55:11. So my word, God speaking, will be that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me in vain, but will accomplish what I intend and will succeed in what I sent it for. Now, we also learn from the Bible who is God and what are his attributes and his capabilities. So in Matthew 19:26, it says, "And looking, Yeshua said to them, 'With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.'" There are many scriptures that give us the understanding of the importance of faith, because our prayers to God are based on faith, right? And so it says in James 1:6, "But let him ask in faith," meaning to pray in faith, "without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." So here we are talking about faith today. So let's look at what is faith. Now, the dictionary says that it's complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And a second definition, they said, a strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Well, I would say right now that faith has nothing to do with religion, but it does have everything to do in belief in God. And yeah, I agree that that there is, to people who do not believe, there is really, in a sense, no proof. The biblical definition, though, is found in Hebrews 11:1. "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of realities not seen." So you might have been shocked that I said, well, there's really no proof. But what I'm saying is that even in this definition of Hebrews 11:1, we see that it's evidence of realities not seen. So to the non-believer, to the person who doesn't have faith, there is no reality here. But we have a greater understanding, those of us who come in faith. The greater the faith is, the greater the hope. Faith is based on realities not seen. Now, the NASB translation I like a lot on this verse. It says, "Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." So how can we be sure of what we can't see? Well, we certainly can see the results of God. We see it in nature, from trees to oceans to clouds to mountains, and all the natural resources that God gives us, and the climate, and all the things that allow us to live on this earth. And you know what? He also made you and me, every living thing, you and I and the animals. And so life is all about God. It's all about God. In fact, I think you have to have greater faith to believe these things just randomly happened or appeared, and that there was no creator. One thing that we learn from life is there's always a creator. So you might ask, can we actually strengthen our faith? Of course we can. So the question is how? And Romans 10:17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Messiah. We need to hear scripture about faith, where faith comes from, its importance, its connections to miracles. And the more we hear this scripture, the more our faith will increase. We need to ask God also for more faith. Here's a prayer that I've crafted to read each morning, and this is to help me focus on the Lord and receive more faith. Dear Lord, help me every single morning to be in your presence and be led by your Spirit. May I hear you, talk to you, and give thanks to you throughout the day. May I be filled with your Spirit during the entire day, exhibiting your love, your peace, your joy, so that I draw closer to you and to each person I meet. Please supply me with daily divine appointments that I would notice and act on, and that people would be drawn to you because of what they see in me. And may everything I do reflect a growing faith in order to trust in you with all my heart. I love you. So, if you want a copy of that, I'll be happy to send it out to you along with the scriptures that I've used. We'll talk about that at the end of the program. But building faith leads to a greater presence of God in your life. It leads to revival. It leads to hearts broken before the Lord. It leads to sacrifice and spending more time with Him. Building faith leads to greater hope, a stronger prayer life, consistent dedication, and the expectancy of being a recipient of God's miracles. Reading and praying scripture into your heart and mind will help you build that faith so you will see God's miracles. Here's an example of a scripture about faith and its tremendous importance. 1 John 5:4-5. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. And the victory that has overcome the world is this, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world if not the one who believes that Yeshua is Ben Elohim, the Son of God? See, the world is filled with distractions and disappointments and sin. And we're tempted every day to sin. People ask how to stop the sin in our lives and how to overcome addictions. It has to be more than a belief. A belief is intellectual. Yeah, even the devil believes. But faith in God is understanding that all things are possible through Him. As we develop more faith, we have the assurity that in the name of Yeshua, we will see miracles. The importance of faith has so many different facets. As an example, it says in Romans 1:17 that the righteous shall live by faith. So if we want to be seen as righteous before God, we must have faith. We must live by faith. The scripture should motivate us to desire growing faith. As our faith increases, we will ask for more miracles and see more miracles in our life. You know, for years, I prayed every morning Psalm 5:4. It says, Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I order my prayer before you and watch expectantly. And the reason that I prayed that is, number one, at that time, years ago, I wasn't having a real quiet time. Secondly, I obviously, if I wasn't praying, I also wasn't expecting God to do anything. The fact that you are going to expect your prayers to be answered means that you have faith. So I use this scripture to really give me faith. And I would pray it day after day after day until it became a natural thing for me to go to the Lord in the morning, to order my prayers to him, and then eagerly watch. Yes. And when I started praying this scripture each day, I started developing greater faith. I believed, but I didn't have as much faith then as I do now. And I believe that God will hear and answer prayers, my prayers and your prayers. Just as one goes to the gym and works out in order to build a strong body, the same discipline is necessary to build your spiritual body. You must have faith. If you go to the gym and work out each day for a week, will you see any results? Probably not. So why would you think it's different in the spiritual realm? Each day you come to the Lord, you are exercising your spiritual muscles as you use scripture, as you pray, as you thank the Lord and praise God. And within a reasonable time, you will recognize a difference in your spiritual life, your emotional life, your countenance, in your relationships, in every facet of living. You will notice a difference. You will feel like you just haven't started the day until you have had time with the Lord. And you'll look for miracles, and you will see miracles. Now, does this mean that when you pray for something, it happens immediately, or the answer is exactly what you prayed for? No. No, definitely not. However, faith and the Word of God indicates that our life has to be filled with faith, no matter what our physical eyes see. That's why it's faith, right? That's what makes it faith. This is what allows us to continue to pray, even when we're sick or in the middle of a problem financially or in a problem relationship. Our faith, we go to God and ask for a miracle, for a healing. We also have to understand that God is sovereign. This means he's in control. We don't get everything we want when we want it and the way we want it. However, the things that God does in our lives are amazing, out of sight, and absolutely incredible. Look, I'm still working on my faith, growing my faith daily, expecting amazing things to happen. When I'm disappointed, I can get frustrated or upset like anybody else, but my own possibility in my, but only, I mean, my possibility in my life is to draw closer to the Lord and to trust and depend on him. That's the only thing that I see as a solution. His word says in Romans 8:28, now we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. You know, I'm going to continue this next week. I don't think I have any more time. So let me just say a couple things. If you would like a copy of the prayer and scriptures that I used in talking about faith this day, just call Karen. She'll get it to you. This would be very helpful in you praying scripture, a key to growing your faith. Call Karen at 813-831-5673. Also, consider participating with us. On Saturday, January 11th, we have a gentleman coming who spent 10 years in Bosnia, and he's going to be speaking about sharing with Muslims. This is going to be extremely interesting. And then after the service, he will continue and give a seminar from 1:45 to 3:30 on the same subject. And also leading worship will be Carlos Perdomo. First time in a while because he had moved to Arizona. So come January 11th, join us. Also January 18th, we're sharing our faith at the Gasparilla Family Parade starting at 3:30. And the following week, the 25th, at that Gasparilla Parade, if you want to join us, call us 813-831-5673. Ask for Karen. If you feel this program has been helpful, we would be blessed if you help financially. It would be great. Well, visit us. I pray this broadcast has touched your heart, and may you grow in your desire to have a heart like the heart of Messiah. Let's close in prayer.
Abba, Father, teach us your ways so that our hearts would be hearts of flesh and not of stone. May our words and actions always reflect the heart of Messiah, so that everyone who meets us will know that Yeshua is our Messiah and King.
You are Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel.